Welcome to day 11.
In The Path to Love, Deepak Chopra makes the distinction between falling in love and being in love. He writes, "Falling in love, in spiritual terms, is only the entrance point to love's eternal journey. Romance has several distinct phases for us to explore. Attraction, infatuation, courtship, and intimacy, each partaking of a special spiritual significance. We know how it feels to fall in love. Intensely attracted, we become lightheaded and our hearts swell with joy each time our beloved appears. This is the first step in a love relationship, and although the feelings are unsurpassed, they are rooted in the physical plane. As such, change is inevitable. The unchangeable bliss of pure love happens when we're willing to go deeper. It's in the depths of our souls that the ultimate rewards of ecstasy reside. The second stage of love, according to Deepak, is surrender. Falling in love is over. Being in love begins. Being is not a physical state, but a state of the soul. This state involves surrendering. Surrendering the needs of the ego to the needs of the spirit, which is the need to evolve and to grow. Excitement, lust, and enchantment are turned into compassion, trust, and devotion. What creates romance is to see yourself as lovable. Romance is a temporary state of sacred. Relationship makes it permanent. We are in relationships to serve each other and to serve the world. And we begin posing the question, what can I contribute to this relationship to make it sweeter? To move to the final stage, which is ecstasy, is to move toward more harmony, more sweetness, more compassion, and more trust. Ecstasy and peace evolve from making the commitment to delve into the depths of spiritual love. Ecstasy is the final stage of intimacy with yourself. The spiritual overtones of romantic love are unmistakable. There's a tremendous emotional opening, a liberation. Your whole being flows toward your beloved, as if the two of you share the same feelings, almost the same breath. Love is spirit, and all experiences of love are actually invitations to the cosmic dance. Love changes with the passage of time, but it never diminishes. It's always present in its fullness. A famous verse of the Vedas declares of humans, "In bliss they were conceived. In bliss they live. To bliss they will return." The truest path to bliss is living in love, from love, connected on the heart and soul level to our beloved and to all humanity. It's time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath in. Count silently to three. Then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently repeating the Soham mantra or any personal mantra you would like. Allow your breath to flow in and out gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time, and when we're ready to end our meditation, I'll ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Namaste.